Muthuli Ncube, Zimbabwe's finance minister, says the government is starting to compensate white commercial farmers whose land was taken during the regime of long-time President Robert Mugabe. Ncube said $20 million would be shared by 94 foreign investors whose farms were seized in what Mugabe described as land reforms. The government has promised to fork out another $3.5 billion to white Zimbabwean farmers.
So both payments will start in earnest, and this is a multi-year program. It's not just for 1 year. So every year we have an allocation and make those payments that we fulfill the constitutional requirements.
In the early 2000s, black farmers displaced about 4,000 former white commercial farmers with the government's blessing, which said the takeovers were meant to correct colonial-era imbalances. In 2013, Zimbabwe enacted a constitution calling for the government to pay the displaced farmers for land improvements. Farmers and the government reached a deal 4 years ago, settling the amount of compensation at $3.5 billion. Zimbabwe Farmers Union Secretary General Paul Zakaria says the government should make that promise a reality.
Now, the critical factor remains that is the money available? And if it is not available, what is being done to ensure that we follow through on the provision of the Constitution as well as the provisions of the Global Compensation Agreement?
Graham Ray is now based in Zambia after losing his farm in Zimbabwe. He has no faith in Zimbabwe's promises of compensation, partly because the payment would come in form of government bonds, which he says have little value.
So my advice to the farmers that can hold on to their title deeds, hold on to your title deeds. Your title deeds are legitimate anywhere in the world. We also feel that the compensation for just the improvements is very, very low.
Another displaced farmer is Ben Frith, who is no less skeptical.
We've heard it all before that government is going to pay out the commercial farmers whose farms were taken over, but we realize that government is not in a position to pay out, firstly, but doesn't really have the will to pay out. Paying out in government bonds, if that is what they're going to do, are going to be worthless anyway, and very few people in their right minds will take such payments.
Kudzai Mutisi, an independent but pro-government commentator, says the government's decision to compensate the former commercial farmers is wrong.
There is no justification whatsoever for compensating the former white commercial farmers, because for decades they made huge amounts of money from that land. And that land, they acquired it through colonization. They never bought the land. It is something that they acquired through use of brutal force. But here we are having a black government trying to compensate the abuser. It's irrational, it's bizarre, and it should be stopped immediately.
The government says compensating the farmers may help improve relations with Western nations who imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe, in part because the farmers' land was confiscated. Olambaz Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.